Listen to your preferred news feeds with Odiogo.com.
Witness protection shall be done by state. Swearan Singh v. State of Punjab AIR 2000 South Carolina, 2017, wherein it has been observed as follows. It is the game of unscrupulous lawyers to get adjournments for one excuse or the other till a witness is won over or is tired. Not only that, a witness is threatened. He is abducted. He is maimed. He is done away with. Or even bribed. There is no protection for him. In adjourning the matter without any valid cause, a court unwittingly becomes party to miscarriage of justice. A witness is then not treated with respect in the court. He is pushed out from the crowded courtroom by the peon. He waits for the whole day and then he finds that the matter is adjourned. He has no place to sit and no place even to have a glass of water. And when he does appear in court, he is subjected to unchecked and prolonged examination and cross-examination and finds himself in a hapless situation. For all these reasons and others, a person abhors becoming a witness. It is the administration of justice that suffers. The appropriate diet money for a witness is a far cry. Here again the process of harassment starts and he decides not to get the diet money at all. High courts have to be vigilant in these matters. Proper diet money must be paid immediately to the witness, not only when he is examined but for every adjourned hearing and even sent to him, and he should not be left to be harassed by the subordinate staff. If the criminal justice system is to be put on a proper pedestal, the system cannot be left in the hands of unscrupulous lawyers and the sluggish state machinery. Each trial should be properly monitored. Time has come that all the courts, district courts, subordinate courts are linked to the High Court with the computer and a proper check is made on the adjournments and recordings. On August 8, 2003, in the case of National Human Rights Commission v. State of Gujarat, the Supreme Court regretted that no law has yet been enacted, not even a scheme has been framed by the Union of India or by the state government for giving protection to the witnesses. Later on in the case of Zahira v. State of Gujarat, while transferring what is known as the Best Bakery case to Mumbai by its order dated 12 April 2004, directed, the state of Gujarat shall also ensure that the witnesses are produced before the concerned court, whenever they are required to attend them, so that they can depose freely without any apprehension of threat or coercion from any person. In case any witness asks for protection, the state of Maharashtra shall also provide such protection as deemed necessary, in addition to the protection to be provided for by the state of Gujarat.